We found our voice again.
Whoa.
No need for fear and shame. There's power in
life. Anybody in here don't have no troubles in your life? But see, as a child of God, what I was about to say, you should be able to trouble your trouble. When trouble comes, just call on God. And the trouble in trouble. Right? If we just trust him, amen, we shouldn't be wondering where our help come from. Where's my strength, amen? Where, you know, why I'm by myself. No, you ain't by yourself, child of God. He said, I'm near you, even in your mouth. If you just call upon him, he's right there. I'll tell you what we need, amen, because God dropped this in my spirit a couple of weeks ago. I said, okay, we need some fresh manna. Fresh manna. That's what we're going to talk about, just on some fresh manna. See, yesterday's bread is stale. Huh? Yesterday's bread is old. Anybody use some fresh manna? See that talking about, you know, a daily dependence on God. A daily communing with God. Amen. The Israelites depended on God daily for their provision in the wilderness. Amen. And we in the wilderness of this world. Amen. And see, we need to be depending upon him every single day. Amen. For what he has for us. Amen. As he was leading his people. Amen. They relied on him because he was their source. You know, in the wilderness, you can't stop and grow no crops. Right? Right, they were constantly on the move, amen. And see, so they learned to depend on God through their murmuring, amen, and complaining. But God was still good, amen. And we're going to see what he did for them, amen. If he did it for them, right? He's already done more for us by sending Jesus Christ, amen, and giving us the Holy Spirit. They didn't have Christ. They didn't have the Holy Spirit, amen. And we still acting like we ain't got no power. Oh, my. Daily dependence upon him, amen. So this fresh manna signifies, amen, trusting God in his faithfulness to meet our needs, amen, whether they're physical or spiritual. Amen. It's trusting him on a daily basis. Every single day, amen, as we call upon him, amen. Beloved, we need God. Amen. I know we need God every day. See, yesterday was all right. But yesterday gone. Amen. I don't know whether it was a good day or a bad day for you, but it's gone. You can't go back and change it. You can't rearrange it. Amen. It's done. It's in the annals of history. Amen. And see, now, so what we're going to do today, what you do today is what's going to matter. What you do today is going to get you through it. What you do today, amen, is going to determine tomorrow. Don't be stuck yesterday. Amen. Yeah, you had a good day yesterday. Amen. So a lot of times I tell people, make it a good day today. See, I used to have a good day, but see, that's too arbitrary. You have the power to make it a good day. Don't wait for somebody else to make your day good. Don't hope you have a good day. Make it a good day. And that begins with having some fresh manna on board. Having a new thought on board. Amen. Knowing that you have life and death is where? See, y'all know the word. It's in the power of the Son. In other words, it's in you. Right? Which you speak. Amen. You know our words are power. Our words are creative. Amen. And I wonder why that is. Because we're the children of God and we got his traits. Amen. So we need to recognize, amen, what he's doing in us, amen, is so that we can be a light to the world. And how can I be a light if I'm walking around my head hung down? How can I be a light if I'm doing the same things they doing? Oh, see, now you're going to meddling, huh? But see, how can I be a light, amen, if I'm not allowing the light to shine through me? In order to do that, I got to stay in touch with the source. Because recognize this, it's not your light. It's the light of Christ that wants to shine through you. Amen. And sometimes we go in situations and circumstances, amen, and we tend to cover that light up. They say, don't talk about Jesus over here. You know what? I'm snatching that lamb. Hey, if you can talk about everything else, everything else, and ain't no restrictions on it, why I can't talk about this one thing? Right? Jesus is the reason. You got to let your light shine. I was sharing with my wife yesterday. I was out working on the shed, and I had ordered something from Amazon. And I look up and I see the truck in front of the house. So I left everything. I'm walking out to the driveway to meet the driver. You know, and I met this young lady. She couldn't even no bigger than that. Little thing. Amen. And, you know, so she saw me coming, so she got off her phone so I could sign for the package. You know, and as she was giving it to me, I looked at her and said, how's your day going? Because I could just feel. And she said, I'm trying not to cry. I said, wait a minute, what's going on here? I said, well, what's going on? And she said, you know, she was small. She had, you know, the things going on I'm looking at. But I'm looking at a beautiful spirit. You know, in spite of her woe, I see a beautiful soul. So I asked her, I said, what's going on with you? And she began to tell me, I proposed to my person yesterday. Yeah. Well, don't get hung up on that. But this is what she said. I proposed to my person yesterday, and my heart is still going out to this young lady. And I said, well, and she said, and she called me and broke up with me today. I said, why are you at work? She said, yeah, she just broke up with me today. Oh, okay, well, I'm sorry that happened to you, for one thing, because, you know, God loves you. You know? And I said, you know, can I pray for you? And she lifted, because she had her hat pulled down. She looked up at me. Yeah, okay. So I put my hand on her shoulder, and I began to pray. And as I began to pray, she just started crying. You know, and I just prayed God's word over her life. Amen. I said, you know what? You know, God has better things for you. You know, God sees you right where you are. Amen. And then after I prayed, I looked in her eye and said, you know, when God closes one door, she finished the sentence. Right? And I told her, remember that. You know, when God closes one door, he opens another. And he is, you know, he's got a better plan for your life. You know? And she thanked me, and she went back to her truck, but she kept thanking me. I'm like, no, just doing what God said. See, what am I saying? She needed some manna. Yeah. Yeah. She was in the wilderness. Yeah. I don't know how long she'd been in the wilderness, but, you know, God gave her my package to deliver because he had a word for her. Amen. See, just like that, we have got to have some manna on board when people come around. If we empty, if we ain't got no strength, if we ain't got, we're operating under poverty, we can't do what God wants for us to do. So we need to get that fresh manna daily. Amen. This spiritual sense, amen, this manna, amen, refers to receiving God's provision every day. Amen. Yesterday's provision was for yesterday. Right? Amen. But see, he got some provision for us today. We need some spiritual nourishment for today on a daily basis. Amen. Being in his presence, calling upon his name, meditating upon his word, having a yes in our spirit. Amen. When he wants to use us. Amen. Because that's what he wants to do. Amen. We need to be more aware. Amen. Of what's going on around us in the spiritual. Amen. And not just so inundated and overwhelmed with the natural, because we can be so overwhelmed we're not even walking, and we don't have our spiritual eyes open because we worried about what somebody said about us 2 weeks ago. Deliverance, thank you, right there. Amen. So the first point I want to touch on is God provides manna for our subsistence. Amen. So we can be able to maintain. Amen. See, just like y'all like to eat for y'all regular subsistence, You need some spiritual subsistence. Amen. And see, one thing I like about the manna, amen, because we're not called to fast from manna. But sometimes you need to put down that plate. I didn't get too many amens on that one. Right? You know. Yeah, we're going to get to that soon. Amen. But when you look at this thing, let's look at what he told them in Exodus 16 and 4. He said, "Then said the Lord unto Moses, Behold, I will rain bread from heaven for you, and the people shall go out and gather a certain rate every day that I may prove them." Now hear what he's saying. There's a reason behind what he's doing. Amen. "Whether they will walk in my law or no." Yeah. Now, this is not just for their subsistence, but this is to try them and to test them, to see if they'll do what I say do. Right? Now, because the manna came with instructions. Amen? Because he said when the manna came down, amen, he told them to go out and gather. I mean, you can go back and read the whole thing. I just don't have time. You go out and gather enough for the household for that day. And Moses told him, don't try to, you know, stock up. Don't try to stock up. Just gather enough for the people in your house for today. Amen? Because there'll be more when? Tomorrow. Right? And then we go down to the 15th verse, and he said, "And when the people of Israel saw it, they said one to another, It is manna. For they wist not what it was." So they it's manna. And Moses said unto them, "This is the bread which the Lord hath given you to eat. This is the thing which the Lord hath commanded. Gather of it every man according to his eating." Right? "An omer for every man." In other words, a certain measure for every man, according to the number of persons. "Take ye every man for them which are in his tent." Right? Don't try to get more. Amen. Tell your neighbor, don't get greedy. Don't get greedy, okay? But then we look at verse number 19, and Moses said, "Let no man leave it till morning." In other words, just whatever you eat today, get today, eat it today. Other, you know how we are. We go to the buffet. Our eyes are bigger than our stomach. You know, and we go 2-3 times. And then by the time you're done, you done left a whole plate of food. Oh, I ain't picking on nobody. Don't get more than you're going to eat. Amen. That's what he's telling them. Don't get more than you're going to eat. Amen. 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 He said, but don't leave it till morning. Notwithstanding, they hearkened not unto Moses. In other words, they didn't listen. Right? But some of them left it until the morning, and it bred worms and stank, and Moses was wroth with them. He said, see, if you listen, you don't have to deal with the stink in your house. If you listen, you have to deal with the worms in your house. Don't get greedy, and you'll have fresh air. But see, what he's saying is, you know, you can't get more bread for the day than the day allows you to get. What? So he wants us to understand. This is what he said. I'm gonna see if they will hearken to my word or not. And you see, some of them failed the test, and now they got to clean up the worms in their house. Amen. Now they got to air the house out. Right? Right? Well, we going somewhere with this now. Amen. Because God's word, amen. See, the word don't spoil. Right? The manna don't spoil. But it's our obedience. Let me say this. It's our disobedience that spoils in the eye of God. our disobedience that stinks in the nostrils of God. So we got to recognize, amen, don't try to be more than you are. Amen. Because he said it's going to spoil. It's spoiled overnight. Except for on the Sabbath day, amen, he told them to collect enough for 2 days. Because, you know, on the Sabbath, they can't work. You know, so he said, get enough. And that batch didn't spoil overnight because they had enough for the Sabbath. Well, you know, the next day, they had to go right back out there and collect again, amen. And you think about what he's telling them. Man, this represents God is saying, gather what you need. What do you need for the day? Huh? Now, look. There's not a single day he told them don't eat anything. Right? In other words, there's not a day he didn't tell them they needed some manna. He provided manna for them every day. Every day, so they could be physically and, I would say, spiritually sustained. And he provides manna for you and me every day. But are we partaking of it? Oh, y'all got quiet on me right there. Are we getting our portion every so that when I head out my door, I got the strength I need. When I head out my door, I got enough for me and somebody else. Right? I got enough strength on board. I spent some time with God. Maybe it's some time in his word. And now I'm equipped and I'm ready for the day. You know, rather than go out into the day and ain't got nothing on board. I'm relying on yesterday, but yesterday's just gone. Remember, yesterday gone. But see, what you got for me today, God? What would you have me to do today, God? I need some fresh manna so when I go out there, I can represent you like you need to be represented. I have the strength to handle whatever they throw at me, and I got something to give them back, the love of God. Because why? I got some manna on board. I'm not going to be overwhelmed, amen, by my day. I'm not going to let my day take me over. I'm taking over the day. Because like I said, you should be able to walk and be ready. When it's time to step out, ready when that phone call comes. Ready when that boss or that coworker get in your face. You should be ready, amen, when they cut you off on the highway. God bless you. Get them there safe. You know, but when we don't got no man on board, the old man starts showing up. The old man starts acting out. Why? Because why? You ain't got nothing to sustain you spiritually because you think you're relying on your Bible knowledge. No, you need some spiritual strength. You need some fresh manna today so that you bring them thoughts under the captivity of Christ. That's what he wants to do, amen. It's you know, we can't rely on our past experiences and past teachings, amen, and current strength and, you know, the guidance, because today is a new day. You might encounter something you ain't never encountered before. And you can't rely on the past. Right? You better have something stirred up on the inside, ready to deal with. Let's look at Deuteronomy 8:3. He said, and he humbled thee and suffered thee to be hungry. And fed thee with manna. See, let's look what he said. He humbled them. See, when they came out, because why? They was murmuring and complaining. So he humbled them, amen. And then he said that he suffered them to be hungry, and they had to come to Moses, and they had to seek something. See, let me tell you. See, sometimes we think they got manna on the first day. They were hungry. They didn't get manna on the first day. Okay, and then he said that ye might make thee know that man doth not live by bread alone. Does that sound familiar? This is the word he gave Moses for them in the wilderness. Man does not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God of the Lord doth man live. Now, who else said that? Jesus. See, so we don't, we can't live by bread alone. He's talking about that bread, amen, that natural bread, right? We can't live by our ability alone, right? By our strength alone, by our knowledge alone. Amen. But he's letting us know we need something from God. Amen. So we need to learn how to depend on him. He said God rained down manna. He taught Israel, amen, to depend on him and to be obedient to him. You know, all their ups and downs. If you study their journeys through the wilderness, they was up and down, constantly up and down. But the Lord was still there. It's kind of like sound like some of us. The Lord's still right there, but he's teaching, amen. He's trying to bring them to a place of obedience and submission. He says the same God knows our needs and is faithful to sustain us. He'll give you what you need. He'll help you, amen. The provision of manna shows that God, you know, he never leaves his people. He's always right there. He's not going to leave you hungry, amen, but he will get your attention. Let me see your hand. Have God ever done anything in your life to get your attention? Oh, okay, so I'm in the right place because he's showing up, done things in my life to get my attention. He showing up, amen. So we need to get to that place, amen, where God, we just need to make it a practice to gather up some fresh manna every morning. Every morning. Spend some time, amen, and get into his presence, amen. Call upon his name, amen. Allow him in, amen, so that when trouble come, amen, you can allow him out right in the midst of the struggle. Right in the midst of the burden, amen. He's right there. He'll give you what you need every day. Look what Jesus told him, amen. I just mentioned it, but look at, amen, Matthew 6 and 11. You know, oftentimes we look at this as the Lord's prayer, amen. He was giving them instruction. But look what he said in that instruction. He said, give us this day. Today. Our daily bread. Right? So when he was instructing them, how many of you know the Lord's Prayer? Let me see. Amen. And see, he said several things in there, but when he got to that point, give us this day. In other words, today, our daily bread. Huh? Did we pause and think about that? In other words, Lord, when he said our daily bread, we're saying, Lord, give us our provision for today. In other words, it's just not something you put in your mouth. He's talking about, give me the strength that I need. Amen. Give me the clarity that I need. Give me the understanding that I need. Give me the joy I need. Give me the peace I need. Amen. This is what I'm talking about. Every day, because yesterday, you probably used it up. Right? Just to get through the day, Erica. Just get through the day. You use that up. I need some more today. Because I might have to face that same joker today. I may have to deal with that same situation today. I may have to smile, amen, when I don't feel like smiling today. I know someone said, well, don't be fake. It ain't being fake. I'm smiling in the face of my adversaries. Because the Lord, the Bible tells me, amen, he will prepare a table before me. Where? In the presence of my, I'm smiling because I'm smiling because you don't know who you messing with. You really don't know who I am. I'm a child of God. And if I just tap into that manna he gave me, I'm going to walk out of here with my head held up. I'm going to walk out of here with peace in my spirit. I'm going to walk out of here with joy in my soul. You ain't nothing you can do to me, amen, that's going to stop me from praising him. Fire me. He'll give me a better job. Amen. Walk off on me. He'll bring somebody that loves me even more. If you just hold on to what he's telling you, don't get stuck. No. You can smile in the face of the enemy, amen, and say, what you smiling for? Oh, you just don't know. No. You know what? You just tell him, do you really want to know? Because I can tell you. I can tell you why I'm smiling. Because you have no power. What did he tell the devil? You have no power over me. No power. That's what even what Jesus told Pilate, you know, when he's getting ready to decide to crucify him or not. said, you have no power over me. He the one that arrested me and did the greater sin, but you ain't got no power over me. In other words, I'm not afraid. See, we should not fear what's going to attack us in the day. We should not fear what man can do. Huh? The Bible tells us to don't fear him that can destroy a body only, but fear him who can destroy body and soul. You know what? I think I'm going to put my trust in him, and I'm going to put my fear in him. I mean, a reverential fear, a fear that knows, that says that he's got my back, and can't nobody else? Can't nobody else touch this? Right? And not unless he allows it. Huh? Just like Job, amen. The enemy said, I'm going to and fro, looking whom I can devour. And God recommended Job. Ooh, Lord have mercy. Lord have mercy. I hope I'm recommendable by God. How about you? You say, I don't know if I want that recommendation. You know, if God recommends me to go through something, now hear what I'm saying? If he recommends me to go through something, it's okay because he knows I'm going to come out better. See, if you read the end of the story, not the troubles thereof, but you read the end of the story, you'll find that Job came out with twice as much as he had when he went in. In other words, he got double for his trouble. He even got more kids. Now, me and the Lord might have to bargain on that one, you know. Been there, done that. But, you know, the rest. See, if you put your trust in God, what are you afraid of? He got you. But you just got to make sure you got the manna on board. Amen? We need him. Amen. It teaches us that God is the one that sustains us. God is the one that keeps us. God is the one that keeps our perspective, amen, higher than anything this world can throw at us. I'll look unto God for my strength. Amen? Oh, hallelujah. See, wow, the world is trying to deal with our physical needs, amen, and all those preliminary things. Amen. God said, I got something better for you. Amen. Because all this stuff, amen, that we find ourselves striving for and struggling for and fighting over and getting mad about, all this stuff is going to pass away. The one thing I don't want to pass away is my relationship with God. All right, we got to hold on. Second, Jesus said, Jesus is the true bread. Now, we just read that when we was getting ready to do the communion. He's the true bread. Amen. You got some Jesus on board? If you got some Jesus on board, you ready. Right? But you got to tap into the source. You know, at the house, we got plenty of light bulbs, but they're all not plugged in. Right? But the ones that's plugged in, they work. Amen? And why? Because they tapped into the source. You know, so if you're going through something, you got to say, am I tapped in? You know, when that person's getting on your nerves, got in, am I tapped in? Because if I'm tapped in, my light going to shine and it's going to dispel the darkness, amen, around me. That's why he said, let your light. Oh, see, y'all missed it. You have to go back to Bible school. He said, let your light so shine. In other words, shine in such a way. Just like he said, he so loved the world. He loved us in such a way, amen, that he was willing to give his life for us. See, so when he said, let your life so shine, amen, what's he saying? Let your light shine in a way that they will see him, see your light, and glorify God. Not see your flesh and want to, you know, go deeper. No, but they let your light so shine that they know, okay, I'm messing with the wrong person. Huh? Because why? They see your response. They see, amen, that I can't shake him. I can't shake her. They got a peace on board that I don't even understand. Huh? And that's when they begin to ask the question. That's when they begin to understand that, you know what? I really shouldn't be messing with this one. Right? Because you are operating in the light. You're operating in the power. You're not underpowered. Amen. Amen. And when you operate like you're supposed to operate, amen, you can overpower the works of the enemy. Huh? You can let him know, no, I'm a child of God. Look what Jesus said in John 6, 32 and 33. Jesus said unto them, verily, verily, I say unto you, Moses gave you not the bread from heaven, but my Father giveth you the true bread from heaven. See, Moses told him it was coming. God gave it to him. You know, I say, okay, so they say, well, Moses didn't give it to you. He just gave you instructions, right? He said, he gave you the true bread from heaven. But my Father giveth you the true bread from heaven. For the bread of God, which is he which cometh down from heaven and giveth life unto the world. I wonder who that is. Jesus. And we just read, he said, I am that bread. Look what he said in verse 35. Jesus said unto them, I am the bread of life. He that cometh to me shall never hunger. Wow. And he that believeth on me shall never thirst. Wow. Now, I love that. Because why? You have what you need. You see, I love how the passage of Scripture said, you know, they that hunger and thirst after righteousness shall be filled. And we just read the answer to that. They're going to be filled with what? Jesus. Amen. See, if we got to have our fresh manna every day. Not just enough to get through, not relying on the past. Amen. Look at verse 48. John 6. I'm still in John 6. He said, I am that bread of life. Your fathers did eat manna in the wilderness and are dead. You say, well, what happened, Pastor David? You said the bread. That was then. But look what he said. This is the bread which cometh down from heaven, that a man may eat thereof and not die. Come on. Come on. Now, he's talking spiritual. I want y'all to understand that. Right? He's talking spiritual, amen. Because see, when they died in the wilderness, amen, Christ hadn't gone to the cross. Amen. So when they died, they died. They went into the grave. Amen. But then when he went on the cross, the scripture said, you know, that while his body was in the tomb, so he went down into the heart of the grave. See, not like he forgot about them. By the Spirit, he went into the heart of the grave while the body was laying in the tomb. And he said he preached to the souls that were in captivity. Now, I want to ask you a question. If you was dead, and you didn't even know you was dead, because the Bible said the dead know nothing, and all of a sudden, you wake up and Jesus is there. You ain't never met him. You don't even know who he is. And he introduces himself, and he lets you know you died so long ago. But I'm going to give you an opportunity. He preaches, I'm going to give you an opportunity to be with me for eternity. Amen. To live forever. How many? Let me see your hands. How many of y'all would turn him down? So I think that was a 100% revival. Right? 100% revival. Amen. Then he came back to finish the work for us. Amen. And to send the Holy Spirit for us so that not only he's already made a way for us on the cross, amen, but he gives us the Holy Spirit, amen, that fresh manna on board every day so that now we can deal with what we got to deal with until we lay this body down. Yeah. I don't know if y'all understand or not, but, you know, I'm so glad about it. Amen. 51 says, I am the living bread which came down from heaven, which any man eat of this bread, he shall live forever. And the bread that I will give is my flesh. We just read that again. Which I will give for the life of the world. It's for everybody. Everybody. You know, we oftentimes look at the fact that Well, Jesus came originally just to save the Jews. That's not true. That's biblically wrong. He chose the Jews to come reveal himself to the Jews so that they might take the gospel to the rest of the world. But when they rejected him, he went another way. It was always his intention to make a salvation available to everybody. Amen? So don't think, amen, that they were chosen. They were chosen for that reason, to be the conduit to bring the gospel to the world. Amen. And he still loves them. Amen. They're still his people. Amen. In fact, Jesus was a Jew. I don't say was. I said was. Jesus is a Jew. Right? And he loves you. He loves me. I thank God for that. Amen. Because truly, he wants us to be able to operate like he wants us to operate, to be the people he wants us to be. But if we don't get it, amen, if we don't understand that we have access, amen, to the power of God on a daily basis, amen, we'll let life wear us down. And we'll find ourselves dragging back to church on Sunday after letting the world beat us up Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, amen, and try to get a little help on Saturday, but it didn't work. And you come in here all beat up and ready to be recharged. When you can get charged up every day. Every day. You don't got to come to church to get charged up. You come to church to praise him. Amen. For what he's done all week long. You come to church to worship him. Amen. You come to church to get a little bit more understanding. Amen. So that now you can know how to handle the devil even more. How to be a light and how to be a witness on every hand. To be reminded sometimes. You know we need to be reminded sometimes. Of who we are, of what you got on board, amen, that you are not a weakling, huh? Lest you forget, amen, and you feel like, well, I can't do it. You know how I've heard people say over the years, I can't help it. I can't help it. You know what? If you can't, God can. So therefore, we are still without excuse. Huh? So when we're weak, either we're not calling on him, or watch it, or we choosing. I'm not looking at nobody. We choosing to be weak. Huh? We choosing not to use the manna, how to help us to overcome. Jesus is that bread. Amen. We need the word of God is a fresh manna every day. You know, I've been reading the Bible for a few days, you know, and just a few. And it never ceases to amaze me, amen, that as many times as I've read a passage, as many times as I've studied a topic, many times as I've dug into, you know, you get into your concordance and you get into the lexicon, amen. But it don't take all that. Just read the word. And you'll be amazed at how many times it's fresh again. You see something new again. Something that you never caught. You done read this thing over and over again, and boom, it just hits you in the face. Like, whoa, what you say? You know, Pastor Fred went for you right there. He said, what you say? But because it's a living document. It will speak to you. Amen. It'll give you a fresh word every day, fresh manna. Every you can. Sometimes I get a nugget. I'm meditating on that all day long. I ain't never seen that before, Rip. You know, it's like it's fresh manna. We need some fresh manna so that when you go out, amen, you ready, amen. Even when you at home, you ready. No matter what this world, no matter what people, amen, bring towards you, you ready for it. Why? Because you got what you need to sustain you. Give us this day our daily strength, our daily help, our daily peace, our daily joy, our daily determination, a daily made up mind every day. every day. It's available to you. It's available to me, amen. If we just say, yes, Lord. You will live by every word, amen, that proceeds out of the mouth of God. He says in Matthew 4:4. Amen. Holding on to this. Now, I want to give you a couple more things, and I'm going to leave you alone, Mike. I can't finish all this. We already over my time. Amen. But look what he says in Psalms 119 and 103. He said, how sweet are thy words unto my taste, yea, sweeter than honey to my mouth. And then we get down to Lamentations, amen, 3, 22 and 23. He said, this is the Lord's mercy, that we are not consumed. They are new every morning. Talk about those mercies, right? Every morning. Great is thy faithfulness. He will not let you down. You just call upon him. And this last one, then we're going to stand, amen. In Psalms 78:23-25, it says this. Though he had commanded the clouds from above, and opened the doors of heaven, look what he said, and had rained down manna upon them to eat, and had given them the corn of heaven. But that ain't the end of it. And he said, man did eat angels' food. He sent them meat to the full. He called the manna angels' food. Now that one right there just again keeps solidifying God's goodness. Goodness, I don't want to go down that road. But angels, think about that for a minute. Angels' food. Let me say it again. Angels' food. You mean angels eat? Let's let it sink in for a minute. See, we got this mind that angels are just spiritual beings that just go to, and the spirit don't need no food. Let it sink in. We got a God, amen, that does things that we don't even imagine. Amen. Think about when the angel Gabriel came down and dealt. Amen. The different angels that showed up. The angel that appeared to Joshua when he was coming out of the wilderness with his sword. That wasn't no spirit. That was an angel. We think, I don't have time. But I just want to leave that nugget on y'all, because there's going to be more to come even on that. Because God wants us to understand. This is for real. And what he has in store for you and for me is more real than this. This is temporary. Don't get me wrong. It's real. If I hit my head on it, it's going to hurt. But what he has in store for us is more real than what we're experiencing now. And he wants us to get to a really understanding that we look forward to the greater instead of struggling to hold on to the lesser, struggling to be satisfied with the lesser when he's trying to get us to a greater place. And see, this one is temporary. You know, y'all know how Barna does polls, and they give you the percentages of this, that, and the other. And there's all, I'm always looking at Barna polls. But there's one poll, amen, that no matter what they do, it's always 100%. Y'all know what that is? They do a poll to see how many people are going to die. 100%. What am I saying? No matter how hard you try to hold on to this world, the things of this world, I can give you a 100% guarantee that you're going to leave here. And the Bible gives us a 100% guarantee that if we do it His way, we can spend eternity with Him. Now, see, I accept that 100%, and I'm shooting for the other 100%. I know I'm going to die, but I'm shooting for the other 100% that I can live with Him for the rest of eternity. I can't take this with me. Amen. But He wants to help me get through this in a way that glorifies Him. He wants to help you get through this in a way that glorifies Him. And when you do that, your reward is out of this world. You can only hold on to it for so long. The more I look in the mirror, Reverend June, the more I see this old body getting old. Amen. My spirit man ain't. I feel like I did when I was 20.
Come on, Jesus.
Amen. But my body reminds me, you ain't 20 no more.
Amen. Right? Oh, Jesus. Amen.
Hallelujah. But you know what? That's all right. Because I know that one day. Let's stand. One day I'm going to lay this old body down. We can sing an old song. You know, I'm going to lay this body down. This old building.
Honor you.
You remember that one, Brother David?
Amen.
This old building, keep on leaning.
Now before your throne.
See, this old building, it wasn't made to be eternal.
We honor
you. It was designed
you
for you and
alone.
For me, amen, to walk this earth
so
and to get ourselves in alignment
voices.
With God. I like to call it the proving ground, the testing ground. Amen. The preparation for what He has prepared for us. Like Jesus said in John 14, I go away to prepare a place for you. That where I am, you may be there also. Whether I go, you know. See, but then, you know, the way you know. But see, they didn't understand what you said. You said, I got a better place to prepare.
We worship you today.
How we get through this one?
We worship you today. We worship you today.
We honor you.
We honor you today.
We love you.
We honor you today. Hosanna today.
I ain't gonna let nobody get between me and God.
In humble adoration.
We are
before your throne.
As we stand
before your presence, we honor you alone. So we lift up our voices as trumpets sounding.
You
are. You are the King of glory.
So
this is what we do.
We worship you
today. We worship you today.
We worship you today.
The fresh manna, God.
We worship you today.
That you make it available to us.
We worship you today. We worship you today.
Help us to seek that day.
We worship you today.
Seeking your spirit.
We worship you today.
Walk in them, hallelujah.
We honor you today.
No matter what we feel like in our body,
we honor you
world today.
Is doing all around us, God. Our mind and our focus.
We honor you today.
Quicken our thoughts when you rise up in the
morning. We honor you today.
Hallelujah, to remember, Lord, to get that manna on board.
We love you today.
Get into your word.
We love you today.
This world ahead of us, God.
Hosanna today. Hosanna today.
Right there, God, as you
Hosanna
today. Those places, God, that we take authority over the
Hosanna today.
Those things that have tried to separate
Hosanna today.
Because you are with
Hosanna today.
God, you want to fill them each and every day with your presence, with your power, with your sustenance, God, to be able to withstand
we bow before the your throne.
So we pray right now.
As we come before your presence, we honor you alone.
I surrender my way for yours.
So we lift up our voices.
I surrender who I am to be who you want me to
be.
Give us this manna, God.
You are the King of glory.
Hallelujah.
So this is what we do.
The peace and the comfort and the joy in
him
to operate in.
Adoration.
The world around us, God, but let us stand out and be the one, Lord, that changes the atmosphere in the room. Lord, for your glory,
as
for
we
your
come
praise,
before
Lord,
your presence,
God, you want us to walk in, hallelujah, in the
we
spiritual
honor
realm,
you
not being afraid
alone.
Of the enemy, not being afraid of his operation.
So we lift up our voices.
Lord, speaking joy, being a light, pointing to you, God. Lord, because of the manner that you've given us, Lord, to
you
stand,
and to stand your word,
to stand there for.
So this is what we do.
We
worship you today.
Right now, in the name of Jesus.
We worship you today. We worship you today.
All I need to do is seek your
we worship you today.
We seek your face.
We seek your face today.
We seek.
To make it a good day.
We seek your face today.
Hosanna.
Hosanna today.
Come on, give God some praise.
Hosanna today.
He is worthy to be praised. Fresh manna. It's yours. All you got to do is seek him. All you got to do is purpose.